Ultimately, in late June 1967, just a few weeks after the end of the war, the Knesset passed the so-called Protection of Holy Places Law. The new law stipulated that while people are allowed to visit and worship, they aren't allowed to desecrate the sites. The legislators didn't really specify what constituted a desecration, but they did say that doing so was a jailable offense. In accordance with this new law, a rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi, was named as the Kotel's site administrator. And his first order of business? Making sure that the Kotel had all the necessary infrastructure and equipment for Orthodox prayer services. That meant prayer books, baskets with kippot and talitot, Torah scrolls, tables on which to read them, and, importantly, a permanent mechitza, a physical barrier separating the men and women's sections. For a wall that had seemingly seen everything, this was a new feature. For centuries, and you can see this in countless old paintings and pictures of the Kotel, there was no separation between the sexes, because the ruling powers forbade it. But now Israel was the ruling power, and the Kotel was a synagogue, and synagogues have rules. In keeping with the Orthodox tradition of men leading services, all the Torah scrolls were placed on the men's side, which, incidentally, was significantly larger than the women's. The mechitza itself wasn't, as in many synagogues, a cloth curtain or a row of plastic planters. Instead, it was a tall barrier made of brick and metal.